Now, your secondary then, okay, you and Johnny at safety, and then the corners are Willie B., Willie Buchanan, and Mike McCoy. Yeah. That's a pretty robust secondary.
Yeah, it was. And Willie was our leader, and because he had established himself, he was all pro, and he kind of set the tempo. Now, in that first year, things didn't go as well when I was a rookie, and then we hired Dick LeBeau. And we had took that field over, and we made sure that all the wide receivers knew that we were on that field. So,
okay, and the thing was, that wasn't just the opposition. It was the guys in practice. Now, what I wanted to ask you about, though, in 1978, the Packers draft a rather talented young man named James Lofton.
Yes, and I'll never forget when Coach LeBeau pulled us together and said, don't hit this kid, don't touch this kid. And we looked at each other and said, what do you mean don't touch this kid? And the word was, don't hit him because he was a gifted athlete, which he truly was. But I do remember one time he came across that middle, I tried to take his head off, and Coach LeBeau pulled me out of practice and don't hit that kid. So that was a lesson learned. And James had a great career.
You know, it just flashed in my mind, and I hadn't thought this previously to the interview, but I can remember we used to do breakdown drills, and a pulling guard play, and they'd have the safety and corner. I mean, practices were real practice, and come up and take on the plate live. And we had a guard that was a Pro Bowl guy in Pittsburgh named Bruce Van Dyke. And I can remember you coming up and just sending him into the middle of the next week. And I remember Van Dyke was all aggravated, thinking, what's with him and all this kind of stuff. But that was your game.
Yeah, it was. It was our game. I mean, it really was. And like I said, Willie set the tempo, Johnny Gray and Mike McCoy. I mean, it was just an awesome experience. And those guys are like brothers to me. They really are, as well as you are.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Big time.
Steve, you know, that time in Packer history, you know, 75 through 80, that neighborhood, you're in a situation where 78 wasn't a bad year record-wise, but we're not getting enough wins, okay? And you came from a background, a legendary high school program, Maslin, you know, I mean, in Ohio, great high school football, and you guys are state champions. And then you go to Ohio State, and you're like a Rose Bowl regular three times, I think. And then you come to Green Bay. You've never really lost on a regular basis in your life when it came to football. And yet, I guess at the end of the day, we were losing on a regular. How'd you deal with that?
It was frustrating, you know, because, like you said, I mean, at Ohio State, during the period that I was there, we only lost three games out of the 30 that we played. And in Maslin, we were undefeated. And even through junior high, we had great teams. We were in a transitional period, and I understand that. And, you know, the clock was on, and hopefully we would have gotten there before the clock ran out. But it was frustrating because of the caliber of the guys. I mean, guys like yourself, guys like Willie, Johnny Gray, Mike McCoy, Freddie Carr, those guys, great guys, and they deserved to win because we worked hard together, we played hard together, and everyone deserved to win, and that was the thing that was real frustrating. And I think about my years at Green Bay, that's the only thing that I hate, that we didn't have the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl.
Now, Steve, today's game is getting kind of politically correct. And they're kind of legislating some of the violence out of it. And you were a violent player. I mean, people knew where you were. Number 46, find this dude. I mean, you know, that was your game.
Right.
I was wondering, as you look at today's game and they're doing these things and taking some of the violence out, what do you think?
Well, I think I think it needs to be addressed. I mean, back when I played and we played, yeah, the rules were not quite what they were today. But football is football. And so you're still going to bring your best game out there, and you're going to be intent on taking down that player any way you can. But I think the rules did need to be modified, because there were situations where players have been getting hurt. And any time that we can prevent that, I think it's good for the game.